May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Jesus, my rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So, I think the title for tonight was The God Who Acts. But in one of my books that I was reading, the title in that one was So Watch Out and Speak Up. Okay? Ezekiel was given the task of sharing the word of the Lord. And you would know this because you've been looking at it for lots of weeks now. One comment that I said that we should be called to be a watchman and not a gravekeeper. I thought that was quite interesting because I'm sure we don't want to be gravekeepers. This chapter is titled The Watchman and His Message. Now, the watchman means to wait in anticipation. The watchman was an official military position, and they were stationed on towers responsible for spotting approaching armies that were coming. So when danger was spotted, they would shout an alarm, and in the Bible it says the trumpet rang out. Now, with the children, sometimes we do practice fire drills. And we have an orange whistle that we blow to encourage the children to go outside and meet on the wall so we can tick them all off. And if I blew a whistle and nobody moved, and it's a practice, well, that's okay. But if it was real fire, then people who didn't move may get burnt and may die. So if you act, you're saved. In the action of going outside, you're saved from burning, literally. Checking things out is important. And in one of the books I was reading, talked about a suspect parcel. This reminded me of when I was doing chaplaincy at Mary Hill. And it wasn't long after all the terrorist attacks had been going on. And there was actually armed police there for a while. And the staff were very scared, and the security was stepped up, and it was obvious. And the one time I went, a suspect parcel, had been found, and so the security people had responded to that and had to vacate an area with children, and all the children had to go out, and for the safety of everybody. This unsettled everybody, but if it had have been a bomb and gone off, then that would have been serious. So you had that to check it out. And then there's this other little story, I don't think it's real, about men in, I don't know where, it would be a room that were watching the planes on the radar. And two planes were heading towards each other and they were going to crash. And the story goes that the people didn't do anything about it because it was their tea break. So that made me think about, so what's our attitude like, and do we sometimes say, oh, I can't do that today, or no, not now, Lord, because it's my tea break. But the point is that warnings and actions save the people from death. So when God set up the covenant, there were always stipulations, and we've just read the Ten Commandments. And so we know what some of them are. They were given rules to live by. Now, sadly, we don't keep the rules because we're sinners and we cannot attain perfection. So we need to look to God and to follow him and not follow the evil one. God knows us and wants all to repent and turn to him. And he was using Ezekiel to tell the people this. We have an individual responsibility. We are accountable for ourselves. He assures us, God assures us, that justice and judgment is fair. The Lord does not want anyone to perish. We cannot serve God or the church for personal gain. Ezekiel needed to follow the Lord before he could lead God's people. Ezekiel was able to communicate comfort and consolation when it was needed. The message wasn't all negative. This encourages us to be gentle and supportive, to be sensitive in our delivery of a warning. We can hear the word of God, but if we do not live it out, there is no integrity, and leaves us to question if the word of God has had any effect on our lives at all. And if not, then justice and the judgment of God will take all of this into account. The watchman is accountable, and if he doesn't share God's word, if he doesn't give the warning, then what happens? Are there times when we know that we have not shared God's word with someone when we should? What happens to that person if we don't share? We will all be accountable for the whole of our lives, what we do or omit to do, all of it. Every conversation will be subject to God's justice. Scary, but there is good news. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. We can praise him each day because we get a fresh start. God is there waiting for us to share our day with him. He is a God of rescue, cleansing and healing. He wants our hearts to be moldable, and he wants us to be like Jesus. And sometimes we're molded and shaped, and this can sometimes be painful. We need to let the Holy Spirit move in our lives to help us not just to be carnal people, but a spiritual people, always trying to be more like Jesus, who is our true hope. Ezekiel looked out for others spiritually. Do we? Do we pray for others? Do we warn them if we are prompted by God? Do we step in and help? Are we useful to others? Do we let people know that they are appreciated? You've all heard the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I experience this on a fairly regular basis with my girls having horses. So a couple of weekends ago, we went out and Katie did some jumping, and we were just getting her ready to put the horse back on the trailer. And we always offer her a drink from the bucket, and she's very stubborn and will never ever drink it. It was a hot day, she'd done her exercise, she should really be drinking water. So I was trying to scoop the water out and shove it in her mouth, and she wasn't having a bar of it. So, you know, that is true for some people as well. So, if people aren't ready to hear the word, then it's probably best not to fight or argue with them. We need to pray for a readiness and pray for peace. Let the Holy Spirit work in their lives. Don't waste your time if you are not being received very well. Don't waste time warning and watering those who will not drink. Move on to the next. In all of this, be attentive to the Holy Spirit, and whatever God is telling you to do, do it. Put into practice what he says. And remember, faith without works is dead. What good is it, James says, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action, it is dead. God has called you to life and a future, and not to a dead past. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. That comes from Acts, and it's talking about people who are in positions of responsibility, who care for a group of people, who pray for them because they feel that they're accountable to them, who warn them. There are lots of people in the Bible that did that, not just Ezekiel. There's lots of people in the New Testament who did that too. The watchman is sometimes compared to the shepherd, which is why we had the John 10 reading, which points to Jesus. So we're going to think about the shepherd in comparison to the watchman a little bit. The shepherd opens the gate, and he is the gatekeeper. The shepherd used to lie at the gate entrance, preventing intruders from entering. God has a desire to protect and keep us safe. That's why Ezekiel was giving the warning, because God wanted to protect people and keep them safe. The shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls them by name. Sheep don't hear so well. No, don't see so well. So hearing is important. This is a relationship. And it's good when you're in a relationship that if somebody phones you and you pick up the phone, you recognise the voice, you know who it is. That is quite comforting. And in a sense, that's how we should be with God. So we get to used to hearing God's voice, and we can hear it, we recognise it. We get used to hearing him speak. And it's important for us to think about where the best place is to hear God for us, because if we are going to be watchmen like Ezekiel, we need to be close to God to listen to what God's saying so that we can then tell others. So where is the best place for you? Do we make time to listen too? Or do we put it off and avoid it? Are we too busy? Creation speaks to us, so if that's good for you, maybe sitting in a park or a garden is the best place. Sometimes particular people will speak to us and be an inspiration to us in our lives. And I'm sure we've all got many positive role models who are wise, who we can go to if we want to check something out. Choose not to mix with those who might lead you astray. Come to church and go on retreats. And it was brilliant to have the prayer stations in church last week, to just spend time going round them and trying to hear what God was saying and what we needed to pray about. If you have a diary or a file of facts, it's a good idea to schedule time in, otherwise quite often times get squeezed out. So the shepherd led them. He walked ahead of them. The sheep knew him, they knew his voice. They followed the shepherd, they did not follow a stranger. They would have known the difference. How comforting is it to follow our Lord as he leads us in his way? Because we all know that his way is best, even if it sometimes hurts. What sort of followers are we? Some shepherds get the sheep to follow them, and then some shepherds lead from behind. It doesn't really matter. Psalm 139 says, he goes before us and behind us. There are different seasons in our lives to be aware of, and sometimes we have to face change, but our shepherd will not leave us. The shepherd looks after the sheep. He leads them to pasture, which is a good place to be. He provides for them. He knows best, and because of that we should not fear. It says he saves them forever. We can trust and be confident in him. The shepherd feeds all of the sheep, and no one is excluded. He provides for them. God provides for us daily in so many ways that we often take this for granted. When leading others, we do not lead others where God has not led us. My good friend Barbara takes me lots of places that I've never been to before, and I trust her because she knows where she's going. But then it might come a time where I can actually take people to these places because I've learnt the way. And that's just a little example of how we can lead others and then pass the baton on, and then they can lead the next person. The shepherd searches for the lost. God is compassionate. He looks out for the lost. He looks for the sheep who have gone astray. He looks out for those who can't look out for themselves. How fast do I run to my shepherd? And how hungry am I to receive him? When I hear him speak to me, how vocal am I to pass that message on? Do I share the word of the Lord with others? We do have to be willing to follow and obey. We can be confident of God's care. We have access into the sanctuary to worship. The sheep share food together, and eating together is important. And one day we will feast with him together for eternity. Experience his all together, his wonder, be absorbed and lost in him, and look for signs and ask for miracles. Journal answers to prayer and share our possessions and time with one another. Praise God and pray for salvation. Do we want to be holy? To go beyond where we are now? Do we want to dance with the Trinity? And so God will redeem and God will restore. God is holy and God is good. God keeps his promises. He gives power and strength when we need it. It is a blessing to know the Lord, and we should want to share that with others naturally, because it's good news. So am I a watchman or a gravekeeper? Do I warn others when prompted by the Holy Spirit? Do I appreciate how much God loves me? He has rescued me and shepherds me because God is love. Amen.